I'd like to read now three poems that are narrative poems spoken in different voices. My new collection of poems would have a section of seven poems or so like these. And before I read these, I'd like to read you a short quotation which I use as a sense an epigraph to these seven poems as a group, which it would be printed on the divider page. It's a very strange quotation. It's from Arthur Conan Doyle, from one of the Sherlock Holmes stories called The Problem of Thor Bridge. And in fact, I encountered it not in the story, but in W.H. Auden's Commonplace book. And it's a lovely little piece. It goes, "Among these unfinished tales is that of Mr. James Fillmore, who, stepping back into his own house to get his umbrella, was never more seen in this world. No less remarkable is that of the cutter Alicia, which sailed one spring morning into a small patch of mist from where she never again emerged, nor was anything further ever heard of herself and her crew. A third case worthy of note is that of Isidore Persana, the well-known journalist and duelist, who was found stark staring mad with a matchbox in front of him, which contained a remarkable worm said to be unknown to science." The first poem, this group of poems draws for its subjects on films and books. There is a Sherlock Holmes poem and other novels, popular, in a sense, popular images that you are probably familiar with. The first poem is called Attack of the Crab Monsters, and it's taken directly from a film also called Attack of the Crab Monsters. It's a wonderfully typical science fiction horror movie, but if you haven't seen it on some late night horror show, nevertheless, I imagine that the story will be familiar to you. It's the story of the research team that goes to the radioactive island, where they encounter giant monsters. Tarantulas, snakes, praying mantises, lizards, whatever. I saw a film last semester on television called Night of the Lepus, which featured perhaps the most unlikely gigantic monsters. In this case, they were huge rampaging bunnies. They would come out and hop people to death. Have close-ups of their noses wrinkling. It's supposed to be horrible. The poem is spoken by a character in the story, but not by the hero. I imagine the poem is spoken by a minor character, perhaps one of the sailors on the ship that brought the scientific team to the island. Attack of the Crab Monsters. Even from the beach, I could sense it. Lack of welcome. Lack of abiding life. Like something in the air, a certain lack of sound. Yesterday, there was a mountain out there. Now it's gone. And look at this radio. Each tube neatly sliced in half. Blow the place up. That was my advice. But after the storm and the earthquake, after the tactic of the exploding plane and the strategy of the sinking boat, it looked like fate. And I wanted to say, don't you see? So what if you're a famous biochemist? Lost with all hands is an old story. Sure. We're on the edge of an important breakthrough. Everyone hearing voices, everyone falling into caves. And you're out wandering through the jungle in the middle of the night in your negligee. Yes, we're way out there on the edge of science. While the rest of the island continues to disappear until nothing's left except this cliff in the middle of the ocean, and you in your bathing suit, crouched behind the scuba tanks. I'd like to tell you not to be afraid, but I've lost my voice. I'm not used to all these legs, these claws, these feelers. It's the old story, predictable as fallout, the rearrangement of molecules. And everyone is surprised, and no one understands why each man tries to kill the thing he loves when the change comes over him. So now you know what I never found the time to say. Sweetheart, put down your flamethrower. You know I always loved you.